Homer, please don't make me choose between my man and my God, because you just can't win.
There you go again. Always taking someone else's side. Flanders, the water department, God.
All right, producer Conrad, what do you got?
All right, Matthew, and I'll let that slide. Would you rather basically the exact same thing as this or
no,
that?
No, no, this is so different. Yeah. This is completely different. There's nothing similar about these.
You know, there's nothing similar whatsoever. So we'll start it off with some touchy subjects. Should Roger Clemens be in the Baseball Hall of Fame?
Yes, he is the second best pitcher I saw behind Greg Maddux. His numbers were incredible before the steroid era became a thing. Who knows how many batters he faced who were also on steroids who were never caught. You cannot tell the story of 80s and 90s baseball without Roger Clemens.
And a good Blue Jays alumni as well. So we'll follow that up with, should Barry Bonds be in the Hall of Fame?
The greatest hitter I have ever seen. I wasn't old enough for the DiMaggio's, the Ted Williams of the world, but he's the greatest hitter I ever saw. With apologies to Albert Pujols, Mike Trout, there's a lot of other great hitters out there. No one was better than Barry Bonds. Again, three MVPs before the whole steroid thing. And then in his last year, his on-base percentage, he led baseball. He was 42 at the time.
Yeah, and he stole quite a few bases over the course of his career as well. So not just a great hitter. Not just
400 home run, 400 steal. The only guy to do that.
Yeah, not just a one-trick pony there, Matt. All right, we'll head over to the NHL, where Philadelphia Flyers defenseman Keith Yandle has officially become the NHL's record holder for the Ironman streak with 965 consecutive games played, previously held by Doug Jarvis. He could get up to 1,000 by late April. Does he hit 1,000?
Ooh,
the streak's got to stop somewhere.
The streak's got to, you know what? I'm going to go no. Now that you've got it, maybe now it's time for a rest or something like that. I'm going to say no, he does not hit 4 digits.
Fair enough. Follow-up to that one, we're not quite sure where the streak is going to end up with the consistency and availability that Yandle has displayed, but will we ever see someone play over 965 games straight again?
I don't think so because of how we treat load management. So, no, I don't think you'll see that. I don't think you'll see that again.
Is the NBA's load management head rearing its head into the NHL there, Matt?
I think it is. I think it is, and it's just, you know, teams are now employing that more. So, yeah, I think just the odd rest day is becoming more of a thing. So, yeah, and you know what? I kind of get bummed out about it because I love the idea of someone playing every game. At the same point, if there's enough science and pro points to that can actually hurt a guy down the road, then I get it.
Okay, flipping over to the NFL, we saw Sean Payton retire, or in his words, resign. He said, retirement's not the right word for today. Will we see Sean Payton coach again?
Yes, 58 years old. He's walking away from $9 million a year. I think he will coach again. I think, everyone's always going to point to Dallas. And, I mean, that one makes a lot of sense. Jerry Jones is not a young man desperate for a Super Bowl. I think Sean Payton spends 1 year out of the game. Then Dallas somehow screws it up again. McCarthy is fired, and it's Dak Prescott and Sean Payton.
Yeah, it's kind of like with Bill Cowher there. He never actually came back into the game, but his name was swirling around the head coaching rumors for probably about 10 years. So until Payton comes back, we'll probably see his name mixed up in that as well. Moving over to Antonio Brown, will we ever see him play again?
No. I don't think anyone wants that in their roster. And you saw just his social media shenanigans. The guy is addicted to fame. The guy and his social media. And he's not alone. But no, I think the final last straw was him taking shots at Brady. You got to wonder, it's like, if you're a quarterback, do you want that? I mean, it will help you some weeks, and then other weeks, it's a disaster. So no, I don't see it happening.
I'll steal a line from Dr. Seuss's The Grinch. I wouldn't touch him with a 39.5-foot pole. All right.
Damn right.
Championship games this weekend. Chiefs or Bengals?
I'll take the Chiefs. Obviously, the question is, am I taking the 7 points? And as of now, I am. Every year in the AFC Championship game, they win and they cover, except for the one year where it was the deep forward play and it was Patrick Mahomes who never got an opportunity to touch the ball in overtime as Brady led the Pats to an overtime win a couple years ago.
Four straight AFC Championship games at home for the Chiefs, and Andy Reid also did that with the Philadelphia Eagles, so absolutely phenomenal accomplishment from him. All right, Rams or 49ers on the other side of things?
I'm going with the 49ers to at least cover the spread.
Ooh.
They've done it 2 weeks. I've been right with them the last 2 weeks. I got to keep riding with the 49ers.
And six straight wins against the Rams for the 49ers. Both head coaches a part of all of those games. All right, the young Canadian tennis player with better chance of winning a Grand Slam or a major, if you will. Denis Shapovalov or Felix Auger-Aliassime?
I'm going to go with Felix. He seems is able to control his emotions a little bit better than Shapovalov. Listen, a hell of an Aussie Open for both of them. Aliassime had a chance to win in that fifth set, or at least force it to 5-5. Impressive by him, but also, man, I feel for both of them. But I'm going to go with Felix Auger-Aliassime.
Yeah, I feel like Dennis came onto the scene and was the, you know, sexier name out of the two, but the trajectory of Auger-Aliassime over the past year and a bit has definitely, you know, put him in the discussion as well. So it's a toss-up between those two, but I like you picking Felix. All right, last question here, Matt. The Overdrive guys did a list of most irrelevant sports franchises yesterday. The winner, the Sacramento Kings. Yes or no
yes,
to that?
100%. That's hilarious. Even before you said it, I was thinking, I always think that the Sacramento Kings, 100%. I mean, those guys are hockey heads, so you might want to throw like a Minnesota Wild into the conversation. But the Sacramento Kings absolutely is a great pick for most irrelevant franchise in sports.
Yeah, from other teams that come to mind from here, the Miami Marlins and the Arizona Coyotes, both larger markets than Sacramento, but
the Marlins have won. At least the Marlins have they got some World Series. That takes it away from me.
Yeah, absolutely. And so the last pick in the NFL is known as Mr. Irrelevant, Matt, but you'd be my first pick as Mr. Relevant. And you can hear Mr. Relevant every day on TSN 1050, 1 to 4, and occasionally on Friday mornings on First Up. Back to you, Cuz.
Thank you very much. Yes, I'm sure you will hear me on Friday on First Up. Usually it's 8:20, but it depends on what one guest they have. But, I mean, with Sacramento, never been to an NBA Finals. Also, they've had good, like that brief run with Chris Webber and Vlade. But Mike Bibby, but who's the signature player that was there for the entire career? I just can't think of one.
Yeah, no, you're totally right. You got me stumped, Matt.
Yeah, but and that's the point. I don't have one as well. You know, so it's unfair to me to throw it out to you to expect you to have an answer to that question. So the Kings are definitely one, but if we're talking about North America, because if it's Canada, we're going to do an NBA team. Or, you know, I would say the San Diego Padres, but they got a lot of star players now.
Yeah.
So I might throw the Minnesota Wild, even though they're a really good team. You know, they're another team that they kind of fly under the radar.
Yeah. But Minnesota's a bit of a hockey hotbed there, right, though? So they do
it
love
is
their
there.
Hockey.
Yeah. And, you know, okay, good point, because in the state of California, the Kings are falling. You know, everyone in California is a Laker person.
Right.
Plus, you got the joy of Golden State, you know. So, yeah, no, you know, it's Sacramento Kings. I'm good with that.
All right.
Totally good with that. I'm totally good with that one. All right. On the other side, sound of the day. We've Chris Mad Dog Russo, a legend in the radio game. Him and Stephen A. Smith are yelling at each other about the Baseball Hall of Fame. I need to hear that sound. We will hear that sound in just a moment. You are listening to Gameplay right here on TSN 1050.